From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Gee, she's a bit dewy yesterday, wasn't it?
It was, actually. Yeah, so we got a 50 basis point move, as expected, from the Reserve Bank yesterday. But if we want to characterise the meeting, we would say it was a hawkish statement. In other words, rates up. So there was a recalibration of the forecast track of the official cash rate. So a little bit of a surprise there, I suppose. The peak of the official cash rate is now closer to 4%. So remember that the 50 basis point move takes the cash rate to 2%. Now, the other notable aspect, Mike, is that we're going to get there quite quickly. The official cash rate is forecast to average 3.4% in the December quarter. Now, remember, we're just about in June. That means we have to get the official cash rate to 3.5%. by the end of the year. Now, we've only got four more opportunities. They've only got four more opportunities to actually move the cash rate, and you've got to get 150 basis points on top of it between now and then. So simple logic dictates we haven't seen the end of the 50 basis point hike. So, Mike, I think the Reserve Bank is sending a very clear signal that they are going to pull the levers available to them to get inflation expectations under control. And remember, they did say that there are two things that impact on the domestic pressures on inflation you've got, or that they can use. You've got monetary policy. And what else have you got, Mike? You've got fiscal policy. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting a lot of help from that regard. The government is actually fueling demand at the moment. However, look, there's a glimmer of hope, Mike, in if you look at the official cash rate forecast, because the average quarterly official cash rate forecast is actually falling from mid-2024. So in summary, what you've got here is you've got a supply-side shock, courtesy of COVID and supply chains and everything like that, and the Reserve Bank needs to lean on demand to try and more sort of closely align demand with supply. Now, some points of interest. The Reserve Bank have got the inflation rate falling more quickly than Treasury have. Those two, their forecasts don't align. They're backing themselves to win the battle against inflation, more so than Treasury. You've got this underlying strength in the New Zealand economy. That's still there, but stabilising inflation is a priority. Labour shortages are now the major constraint on production. You could address that with policy. And government spending is high. Now, this is all very technical. It's all very relevant for market professionals, Mike. But what does it mean for people out there? Well, essentially, the forecast track for the official cash rate from the Reserve Bank is now close to where the market was pricing it anyway. So I keep saying mortgage rates have already moved. They've already gone. And Governor Orr referred to this factor in the press briefing. The question is, Mike, does this increase the risk that mortgage rates actually have to go higher still? Now, if I look at short-term mortgage rates, sort of like 1 to 2 year mortgage rates, the answer to that to me is yes, absolutely. If you have an official cash rate at 4% for the whole of 2023, I suspect 1 to 2 year fixed mortgage rates will be higher than they currently are. But if the bank is successful, that will then start to fall in 2024, 2025. So, you know, they need to get on top of the inflation expectations, because inflation does more damage in the long term than a short spike up in mortgage rates.
You don't want it beating in, that's exactly right. Adrian Moore with us after 7:30 this morning. Give me some numbers.
Right, the Dow Jones. So we've had the Fed out. They've released their minutes of their last meetings, and we saw the markets briefly go down, but they've bounced back. So the Dow Jones is now pretty flat on the day, 31931. So no great movement there. The S&P 500 is up 20 points, 3962, and the Nasdaq 11,374. It's actually up about 1%. So all good there. Overnight, the FTSE 100 7522 up 38, 0.5%. The Nikkei 26677. They were down 0.25% overnight. Shanghai Composite gained just over 1%, 3107. The Aussies yesterday gained 26 points, 7155, up 0.37%. We lost 74 points in the NZX 50, 11,173. Kiwi dollar rose on the back of the official cash rate announcement, now 0.6462 against the US, 0.9139 Aussie, 0.6054 euro, 0.5147 pounds, 82.40 yen. The gold is trading $1,848, and Brent crude still sitting there at $113.72.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.